A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun shine on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense will you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Have you ever wondered about how Jesus said certain phrases? What intonation he used? What words did he emphasize? After all, we learn as much in a statement about how it's said as the actual words. I wonder how he said the phrase, "Be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Did he admonish the listeners, "Come on, be perfect"? Or did he say it incredulously, "Be perfect? Now how can you do that?" I imagine Jesus saying this in a gentle, encouraging way. "Come on, you can do it. You can imitate the Father. Look at me." Jesus' approach will be very important for today's learner. Oops, I got to do that again. I'm sorry. I'm going to try again. I will reread the gospel, and then I'll redo my homily. Sorry. A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your enemy and hate your'" Okay, I'm sorry. Having a hard time of it. Let me try again. Jesus said to his disciples, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be called children of your heavenly Father. For he makes his sun shine rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what recompense do you have? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers and sisters only, what is unusual about that? Do not the pagans do the same? So be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Have you ever wondered about how Jesus said certain phrases? What intonation he used? What words did he emphasize? For after all, we learn as much about what somebody is trying to say by how they say it as by the actual words. I wonder how Jesus said the phrase, "Be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect." Did he admonish the listeners, "Come on, be perfect"? Or did he say it incredulously, "Be perfect? How can you do that?" I imagine Jesus saying this in a gentle, encouraging way. "Come on, you can do it. You can imitate the Father. Just look at me." Jesus' approach will be very important for today's lesson. You must love your enemies. It's not enough to just love your friends. You must also reach out to enemies. Wow, this is tough. Loving my enemies means I have to see them as real people, just like me. It means I have to risk being rejected, or even worse. It means I have to lay aside any preconceived notions or prejudice about them. I have to be open to their ideas. They might be right. I might be wrong. Tough. It's a tough lesson. But the payoff? Peace and perfection. Moshe Dayan once said, if you want to make peace, you don't talk to your friends, you talk to your enemies. Love my enemies. Impossible? Not according to Jesus. Come on, my brothers and my sisters. Take that step towards perfection. Thank you. Sorry about the mistakes.